Yeah, Silver Streaks this weekend. Antique Tractors out at the Sandberg Mall. You got two boys. They want to go see Lego Batman?
They do.
They do?
They really want to go
Aaron
see Lego Batman.
Might be at Lego Batman.
I know.
She might have to take the boys to the movie theater.
Everything will be awesome, right?
Yeah.
Just like the first one.
That's right. That's right. Aaron Olson's here from on Galesburg Live. I'm Eric Hansen, your host. 724. 35 outside, partly cloudy skies. We get up to 52 today. Tomorrow, 43 for the high. Erin Olson is the wellness director at the Knox County Health Department. And she got into that growing up and seeing some sickness of people that were close to her, people she loved in her life, and thought, I'm going to go to school to help people get better, to learn how to help them feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, and then seeing sickness a little bit later, right? Is that how you got involved in Relay for Life?
It is. One of the biggest things, my dad's mom passed away in the 70s. I never met her.
Yeah.
And she passed away of leukemia. You know, she fought a good fight, you know, Iowa City, you know, good hospital.
I bet you've heard amazing stories, though, about
her. I have heard amazing stories. Every person that I see around Alexis, because that's just where they lived, and the older, you know, people will come up to me and they're like, oh, you sound just like her. You look just like her. And I look at pictures, you know, but I don't know what she sounds
sure,
like. So
sure.
Never meeting her and knowing, you know, that she fought a hard battle, that was one of my biggest reasons to get into it. And then my dad's stepmom passed away of cancer also, and then a stepbrother. So it was a huge mm-hmm. thing for me when I was younger to mm-hmm. want to help do something.
Relay for Life is it worldwide?
It's
worldwide.
Yeah, it is. All over, you know, there's countries do it. I used to sit on the state task force for the ACS, and I went to...
Tell everybody what it is exactly. Relay for Life does
Relay for Life is an American Cancer Society. It's the main fundraiser for the American Cancer Society that raises money to fund mission, you know, education, to fund research. There's so many. The ACS has funded Nobel laureates, you know, for cancer research and doing... The staff overhead is a very small portion of it.
Yeah.
It's the mission, it's the education, it's the rides to and from treatments, you know, it's the Hope Lodges, it's all of that, it's the free wigs.
Yeah.
It's all of that the money we raise that goes to.
Yeah, Relay for Life events. And you can put that Relay for Life, as long as you're raising money for cancer,
mm-hmm.
that event and your team in selling, like we have Perkins, in selling muffins.
Yeah.
And holding runs,
mm-hmm.
5Ks.
Yeah.
Drinking and painting.
You can do tons. I do scavenger hunt.
Yeah?
You can do those. You know, they're fun. I do them in Alexis,
where nice.
People come out and, you know, they get teams of five or so, and then you go out and you just hunt. It's a photo, you know, a digital one, but you can do just about anything as a fundraiser.
Who came up? They knew that cancer affected you. I mean, it was in your life, and it happened to other people that you loved. Who came up and said, you should join a relay team? Let's start a relay team. Or was that all you?
When the sorority I was in, Western, they said it was mandatory this one night that we all had to go to this overnight event at the track.
Okay.
You know, right there beside Western Hall. We're like, you're all going to this overnight event. It's mandatory. Everybody take a part. You know, you're in college. Stay up all night.
Right.
Okay.
Sounds not
and
too bad.
It was a relay event. It was a Relay for Life event, and we needed to raise a little bit of money, and I went to my first event there and then came here and started working at the health department, and my mom and I have been going to them every year, and I joined the committee in 2005 when I joined the actual committee, and I've been full gun ever since then.
Yeah, you're in charge of some things, and it keeps you busy year-round.
It does keep me busy year-round. But I can keep my kids involved with me, so that's a fun part of it. I do all this volunteer, but my kids, they
can
know
come
purple.
To any event, anytime you're going to relay anything,
yes.
they can come.
It's family-oriented. So my kids, my husband, they are all, they know if it's relay, mom's going to be busy, or hey, we're going with mom, you know, we get to go have fun with it and do the same thing.
Yeah, and look at the overall cause and what mm-hmm. how you're instilling into your boys.
Yeah,
something that's a great Relay for Life. We'll talk more about the trivia night that's coming up. So, how long mm-hmm. Relay for Life now? Have you been involved?
Oh, I've been involved with Relay here in Knox County since about 2001.
Uh huh.
With it and on the committee since 2005, so a long time.
Did the cancer that you've seen in your life and affect other people's lives and all the stories you've heard? Hundreds of stories, thousands probably, since being this involved mm-hmm. in Relay, of heartache and victory and overcoming.
Yeah. All of the above.
And missing, you know, and that's mm-hmm. what you see at Relay events. Did that also say, I'm starting to take care of my body?
Yes, that's a huge thing.
I'm gonna because we cannot smoke and
you cannot drink. I could not eat this muffin that's right. sitting in front of me right now.
Right. But so many things in our lives can cause us cancer and mm-hmm. get the healthiest among us.
Mm-hmm.
And unhealthy people too. It affects people we love. So you started running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did. Yeah. It's my peace. You know, it relaxes me. It makes me feel amazing. I can have a bad day, a good day, and I can go out and run. You know, maybe it's just a mile. Maybe it's 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. Turn off the music, just go out and run, and it's the most amazing feeling in the world.
Yeah. 5 years you've been
actively
running?
Yeah, 5 years,
run.
January 1st.
You hit a 5K whenever you can.
I do.
Tell me about the one coming up. It benefits the Jameson Center in Monmouth, which is awesome. Their food pantry, and they got diapers and things that people need they don't have. The mm-hmm. Jameson Center helps out. Where are you going after this?
I'm going straight to Monmouth to the Jameson 5K that starts at 9 o'clock. I'm going to go meet my mom there when we're done here. I'm in my running gear. I'm ready to go. So we're going to go run the 5K there. And then next week, I'm going to come in with my kids, and we're going to head to the Y, the free run that they do now once a month. We're going to head and do that next weekend.
3 years ago, when someone challenged me to run a half K, I had to warm up with some 5Ks because mm-hmm. other runners told me that was a good idea, including you.
Yeah.
I saw you at Swedish Stomp.
We were running and looked next to each other, and we pretty much ran that whole race together until last hill.
Yes.
Oh, I love that race, but man, that last hill is torturous.
If you want to challenge yourself, it's Bishop Hill, the Swedish Stomp. Go
and
there.
Hence
it's
the awesome. Word hill.
Yeah.
You will run hills the entire time.
Yeah.
You have. It's like you're in town and you run those first two blocks. You're like, okay, nice and flat. Then you leave town. And then you got hills.
It is literally how Aaron Olson rolls. You will roll out of bed if you get a text from someone. Hey, there's a 5K in Viola. Okay, yeah, I'll be in Viola. I got to take a shower. I'll be there.
I got to find a babysitter, but I'm on my way.
Are the boys running 7 and 11?
They do here and there.
Yeah.
My 11-year-old, first year of junior high, he just decided he's going out for track. So I'm pretty excited, mom, about that. And my 7-year-old, he's just a 7-year-old boy with energy galore. So
if
whenever
you can direct
we can
it. For one 5K for 3.1 miles.
To get some energy ran out of him, I'm all about it.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, he loves it.
Aaron Olson's with the Knox County Health Department, head of wellness, part of the Relay for Life. What's your Relay for Life team name?
We are Team Hope.
Team Hope. Mm-hmm. And helps organize a lot of the local events for Relay for Life. We'll talk about one big one coming up, a trivia night coming up in March. We'll talk about that next on Galesburg Live. I'm your host, Eric Hansen, along with Aaron Olson. We're looking at 35 right now, partly cloudy. And that run today should be, what's it called over there?
The Hot Chocolate Hustle.
What a great
It'll be
name.
Fun. I think the shirt has like a glass of hot chocolate with running feet on it.
I love it. It'll be great weather for that today. Do enjoy in Monmouth. It's 7:31.